Welcome back to Sports Interview with Ann Liguori, and my guest is John Klemisch, who is the advisor to the chairman, broker in charge of the Greenbrier, the sporting club. And John, thanks so much for hosting us today. First of all, we so enjoyed the golf course designed by Tom Fazio, and you're full of great stories, so welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, and by the way, you have a great game. You played really well.
Well, I'm so glad I played well. You know, golf, you never know who's going to show up at any given moment, right? But it's inspiring here because of the mountains and the creek and the layout of this Tom Fazio course and all the courses. It's real inspiring. So I like to think my game picks up a bit when I'm inspired by the beauty and the scenery.
A little bit of elevation doesn't hurt either. Where the valley floor is 1,900 feet of elevation. Of course, the mountains here climb to 3,500 feet high. And so the 1,900 feet of elevation probably improved your game a little.
Yeah, I would like to think so. That's right. So this course was built in 2004. Tom Fazio designed it. You were here in 2000 when the previous owners were still running the Greenbrier, right? The railroad company, CSX.
That's correct. In 2000, I was hired to come up and master plan the community as they wanted to monetize some of the land, 11,000 acres. Historic hotel, 242 years old now, loaded with golf. We are golf-centric. The Pro Emeritus's have been Sam Snead, Tom Watson, Lee Trevino. It is a big golf day here.
And the golf course obviously called
the Snead.
And it's so great because I noticed some of the subtleties. Some of the yardage markers had the what looked like a bronze, you know, Snead cap, and obviously the pro shop has a lot of Sam Snead in it, and all the memorabilia, not only here at the sporting club, but you know, at the Greenbrier, at the clubhouse there, just wonderful golf memorabilia. If you are a golfer, this is paradise as far as such a rich history.
Absolutely. We very few people know this, but we're one of the few venues that have had a PGA tournament. The Solheim Cup was played here and the Ryder Cup in 1979.
So you've covered all the bases, and you had the PGA Tour for 10 years, and the military tribute the last year was in 2019, and they were playing the Old White, right? And then you had the Ryder Cup in 1979 on the Greenbrier course and the Solheim Cup. So you really covered it all. Now we need to get an LPGA event here, right, John?
That would be great. Fabulous. We just wrapped up 3 weeks of World Team Tennis, which was a huge hit in a stadium that is relatively brand new, 2,400 seats, sitting on the river overlooking the golf courses and the mountains. It's beautiful.
Everything is here, and you're a Connecticut guy, and your background is just fascinating to me. Little St. Bart's, little Anguilla, little Florida mixed in with now the Greenbrier. So talk about how you ended up here and your relationship, obviously, with the governor, Jim Justice.
Sure. I was born and raised in Connecticut, educated in Amherst, Massachusetts. I majored in leisure studies, minored in travel and tourism. My parents still wonder what the heck that was all about. And my first job, believe it or not, was teaching croquet on Yusepa Island in the Gulf of Mexico, Florida. They liked me, but they said to me, you know, not that many people took croquet lessons. Why don't you get a real estate license? And my career was born in 1983. The goal for someone like me is to put myself out of work. In other words, sell all the properties. And so I went from Boca Grande to, Yusepa Island to Boca Grande to Vero Beach to the Greenbrier, then Anguilla, Turks and Caicos, the Bahamas, some work in Italy. Took a time out and moved to St. Bart's for a period of time until one day I got a call from now the governor, then just known as Jim Justice, who said, I don't know who you are, but they love you and you've got to come home to the Greenbrier. And I've been back ever since 2009.
I love that story. And I love the story of Governor Justice who, you know, obviously he bought this whole Greenbrier for, what was the amount?
It was $20 million, if you can imagine. The artwork and the furniture alone in the hotel are worth that much or more.
Unbelievable. So he bought it after the, you know, from the railroad company, CSX. And he coaches a high school girls basketball team. And I just think that's so endearing.
He has got to be the only standing governor, current governor, who coaches not only girls today, but at one point he was coaching the boys and the girls of the local high school, Greenbrier East.
And how's his golf game? How often does he get out here to play golf?
Many people don't know this, but Jim had a full ride scholarship to the University of Tennessee for golf. He then moved, following his sweetheart, Kathy, his now current wife, only wife, to Marshall in Huntington, West Virginia. And he's got a great game. Believe it or not, he can really hit the ball.
And his daughter, Jill, is the president of the Greenbrier, correct?
She is, and a doctor and a brand new mommy, baby number two. They're a great family, and she's a wonderful person.
Impressive family. I mean, she's a physician, and then she becomes a president and you know, runs the Greenbrier. He's the governor of West Virginia. And talk about connecting to professional athletes and you know, Jerry West, one of your most famous residents here, and the steakhouse is named after him. Boy, that the food in that steakhouse is unbelievable. Talk a little bit about the connection with Jerry West.
Jerry West is by far the favorite son of West Virginia. He's beloved by all, a fabulous man, unbelievably classy. Just, I can't say enough about what a cool guy he is. And by the way, he's got a great game. He shoots his age all the time. His son Johnny married Michelle Wee recently. I think they're expecting a child. But Jerry West is one of those West Virginia Mountaineers that came home and has a beautiful home here. And I think he's still in L.A. with the Lakers playing basketball again. But Jerry loves it here, and we love Jerry.
You know, it's funny. I have a quick Jerry West story. Years ago, I interviewed Jerry West for my Sports Interview TV show. And he was talking about his golf game and the fact that he had the course record at one time at the Bel Air Country Club. And he stopped playing golf because he was such a perfectionist. He didn't think he could do that again. He couldn't duplicate that round. So he just stopped playing golf. I think he's picked it up since. But it just shows how intense of a competitor, winning all those titles with the Lakers. And, you know, he just was a perfectionist and wanted to win all the time.
That does not surprise me at all. I've played several rounds of golf with Jerry. I'm telling you, he's got a great game. He has the greatest hands of all time, whether it's putting, chipping, driving the ball. He really is. Another West Virginian, Mike D'Antoni, current coach of the Rockets, lives here. He's got a great game as well. We have so many athletes who have called the Greenbrier home over the years, from Bubba Watson, Keegan Bradley, Mike D'Antoni, as I mentioned, Denny Hamlin. John Smoltz, the pitcher of the Braves, is here. I can't remember all of them. There are a lot of athletes and a lot of big names. Phil Mickelson. Lee Trevino, as I mentioned, was our pro emeritus. What a character he is. He is a lot of fun.
You have to talk about Bubba Watson because I know we played the signature hole. You have so many signature holes, but the par, what is it, on the 16th hole from way up, he shot, was that a par
It's 542 par 5. 542 par 5. And the last time I played with him, he went driver, sand wedge, eagle, as if it was nothing at all.
And so his drive from on top of the mountain, basically the views are spectacular on this 16th hole. His drive went how far?
400. It was 400 in the air. I mean, that's ridiculous.
It must be a thrill to go around the golf course. I saw you had the Bubba bag. You were playing with this Bubba Watson golf clubs, but it must be fun to hang out with Bubba on this golf course. And just, are you just amazed at his talent, especially the distance he gets off the tee?
And the thing that's the craziest is he goes about 50% at the ball and just hits it an absolute mile. He is another one with amazing hands. But beyond that, beyond the golf, Bubba is one of the nicest guys. Again, just classy gentleman, beautiful children, great wife. He was a real joy to play golf with. And I was at Augusta twice. Both of them were wins. He blamed me the third year for not being there when he didn't win.
Oh, wow. So you know him so well that you saw him win his two Masters titles. Another quick story from me. In 2011, I played the Bob Hope Classic. And, you know, we switched pros every day. And Bubba was my pro on the second day. We were playing La Quinta Country Club, and, you know, he's lefty, so we're just trying to figure out, you know, where to stand so you don't get in his way. And, you know, he's quiet. He doesn't talk much, but he was nice. And then he goes out and wins the Masters twice after I play with him. And it was just unbelievable, the talent, that shot out of the pine straw. You were there for it.
That was a crazy shot. In fact, I've been back to that exact spot several times just to look at it. I don't know that there's another player in the history of golf that could have pulled that off like that. Just unbelievable. Even he will tell you that it was Well, let me back up. No, he will tell you that it was an easy shot, but quite frankly, I know it wasn't.
Bava, who comes to the Greenbrier. And what about Phil Mickelson? I understand you're friendly with Phil. He comes here a lot.
I am. He's, again, such class. I mean, the greatest guy of all. Played several rounds with him around the country. One of my favorite rounds of all is Phil and I took on Jack Nicklaus and Bill Clinton at Sawgrass for a military. I forget exactly what it was. It was a tribute. It was a military tribute. Ah, I remember. Birdies for the Brave, a big charity event. And we had so much fun. He is full of it. He rides me pretty hard, I got to tell you. I hit a, for me, a big drive, I don't know, 250, 260, and he looked at me with several people listening, and he says to me, "You don't carry a driver?" And for a second there, I looked at him. I didn't know what he meant, and I go, "Oh, I get it." And he said, "All day, Johnny, I'm going to ride you all day." And he did.
He's so much fun, Phil Mickelson. So what about some of the other guys that you've played with and some of the women who have come here?
Well, we just, I mean, I'm always so impressed by Billie Jean King. She was just here for the World Team Tennis. Unbelievable athlete.
Sure.
I'm trying to think. One of my better friends, I could call him now, is John Daly, who is more damn fun than you can imagine. But again, another guy with amazing hands. Everyone knows him for his length, but quite frankly, he's probably one of the better chippers and putters on tour. I love Johnny. He's just a good guy. He's done a lot of great things for me. During the tournament, he would come to my house and cook for some of the pros. Although, John, if you're listening, your lasagna is not that good.
Well, your backswing almost resembles John Daly's because you take your backswing way beyond parallel.
Well, I like to know what club I'm hitting, and so I get to see it on the full backswing.
So, John, influencing you on the golf course as well. And Billie Jean King, you're right. What a visionary. I've been following Billie for years and just running into her at World Team Tennis here at the Greenbrier and walking around. She was, you know, just hanging out at the Greenbrier and, you know, was talking. Wanted to make sure, you know, we had our masks with us, which we did. And we got our pictures taken with Billie. But, you know, it's kind of cool to have the World Team Tennis here. I had Sam Querrey on the show a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about playing World Team Tennis here. But he's also a golfer. A lot of these tennis players, Marty Fish, Sam, they're golfers too. So here they are, you know, playing, well, Sam playing team tennis. And he's like, it's heaven for him because after he plays his matches, he can come and has so many golf courses to choose from and play some golf.
Many of the tennis players, when they weren't playing in the World Team Tennis, came down here to the Sporting Club to play the Snead course. They absolutely love it. And you're right. Listen, tennis, golf, hockey, baseball, football, they're all great. They're all great golfers. Two more members that I forgot to mention before, both Drew Brees and Coach Sean Payton are members here. Both great golfers. A lot of fun. Well, I tell you, we have a lot of fun here.
Thanks so much, John, for hosting us. John Klemisch, advisor to the chairman, broker in charge of the Greenbrier, the Sporting Club. Just wonderful here. Thanks so much for hosting us. We just so enjoyed it.
That was great. Thank you so much.
My thanks to Robert Harris, Cam Huffman, John Klemisch, and everyone at the Greenbrier who made our visit so special. My thanks to Kyle Lynch in the studio. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend. Be safe, be well, be nice. And I'll talk to you next Sunday morning from 7 to 8 right here on Sports Interview with Ann Liguori.